and you come once a week, but you have your like you come every Tuesday where you would go eat at her house, and she knew that you was coming. Now, she had 2-3 rooms, let's say just like you tonight. All right, we talking, and you interviewing me. Well, she knew you was coming tonight. Well, you'd have ate supper there, and you go back and sleep there. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if you want to stay tomorrow, you could have stayed too. Mm-hmm. But she used to get drummers mostly, people that sells, you know, that would come at your place, and then you get it through a barge, like we're talking about, on a barge and on a by Lafourche.
You didn't have a hotel place.
Well, in Thibodeau they had hotels, but naturally Thibodeau, when they have no train, I mean, cars, 10 miles a long way. If you didn't have no car, by buggy. So if you would sell in this vicinity, you'd make all the stores in Labradorville, 2, 3, 4 stores, locally, you know. Or you would go to that place and you would rent a room, and then you might go to Napoleonville, which is 10 miles away, the next day, or go to Thibodeau, which is 10 miles away. And then you would sell in that community there. Let's say you're selling green coffee, or you're selling sugar, or you're selling different things, potatoes.
They would come around a lot?
Well, they would come once a week about, or maybe once a month. And there was no way that you could call your order in like today. Because I worked with a man today, he went to the lady and he said, New Orleans called me this morning, they don't have your rug. She said, well, how long I have to wait? He said, I don't know. So right away in the lady's home, he called New Orleans again and he told the lady, your rug be in Friday. Just that quick. They can't do that. They couldn't do that in olden times. They had to wait maybe a month before they could tell the man if they wanted a 100 pound of coffee. If they ran out tough. But those people knew what they would sell, you see? And they ordered according to yes, they do it today. But it was slow. The drummer might come once a month. Now your kerosene and your oil would come by drums, and you go buy gallons, a few gallons in olden times. Nowadays you can buy by quart, pint, and half a gallon, gallon, different things. That time you couldn't. You had to buy, I would say a gallon of oil one time. It didn't pay you to buy because it was 1 or 2 cents a gallon, maybe 2 or 3 cents. Because diesel now, we pay 50 somewhat cents for diesel. And when I started farming 25 years ago, I paid but 8 or 9 cents, or 6 cents. Mm-hmm. And then that's the difference in price from the olden time. I mean, not olden time, 25 years ago. That's not olden time.
Where would you catch a train at?
In Thibodeau. You could catch it here in Labradorville. We had a depot here. You could go anywhere.
And can you mail letters here?
Yeah. Still have our post office. But it looks like all those small post offices, I say bye-bye in a few years, of course, still there. You want to get them all out.
Yeah, I think it might be in some cases. Maybe not here, though. I guess you...
No, I would say here. That's quite a bit of mirror that goes through here.
Goes through here,
I think, you see, even just the organization sends... Take the Legion sends 175 calls or 150 calls to this little bit of town a month. The fireman sends 9 to 110 every month. All the organization.
That's $10.75.
Yeah, but I'm just talking cards just for a couple of organizations. You understand what I'm trying to?
Yeah.
Your papers. You have a local paper that from the point that sends through here and everything. Yes, you have a local paper in Thibodeau.
Yeah.
A paper we just had a while ago. Over there. That's from Thibodeau.